The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are not necessarily the views of WMAL.
The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozell Live by Dr. Tom Rozell, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
Dr. Tom Rozell Live, right now. On 105.9 FM, WMAL.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Rozell Live. This is Dr. Tom Rozell Live in studio, waiting to take your calls on your health. Give me a call, 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Perhaps you've had a problem. You've been frustrated, right? You've tried, you've applied, you've done all kinds of things. Well, here's an opportunity. Let me see what I can do to fix it for you. An opportunity that doesn't involve drugs or surgery. Wouldn't that be nice, right? What a way to start out 2020, coming up in 3 days. Oh my gosh, where did this year go? It's gone. It started, it came, and it left. You know, those of you who are producers and you know, are looking to the future, have already started the process of planning. You probably did it about 2, 3, 4 months ago, if you're like me, and kind of looking ahead of the game and see what I have to do and where I'm going and what the calendar looks like and so forth. But my question is, why aren't the rest of you trying to improve the condition? You know, everybody says that they want to, but they don't take the action steps to make that happen. Well, what we're going to do today is I'm going to turn that into reality for you. We're going to talk about resolutions, you know, like everybody's going to do this coming Tuesday evening. They're going to resolve to do certain things. And we're going to contrast that with something called a commitment. There's a big difference between a resolution and a commitment, and we're going to show you how to put that in place. But here's something that, you know, I've taught for years, and the whole point simply is, when it comes to the physiology of the body, you're either moving forward or you're breaking down. You're either getting better or you're destroying your cellular configuration. Does it have to happen because of age? Well, the truth of it is, no, not really. We used to accept the idea of, what do you expect for your age? In today's world, we know that our expression of our health and our age and whatever that happens to be, that number, it's just a number along the path, is really attributable to our environmental impact. We call it epigenetics. And we're going to talk a little bit about that, because I want you to understand that as you plan your health future for this coming year, if you knew that you had full control over anything that happened to you, if you knew that you could reverse virtually anything that took place, if you knew that 2020, regardless of the condition that you're in right now, could potentially be far better than you ever thought, what would you do with that information? So we're going to talk about that today. We're going to take you through, and we're going to talk about these resolutions. We're going to talk about ways to be happy and express yourself. Wouldn't it be nice to be able to get rid of the stressors? Wouldn't it be nice to start each day with an emotional high? Wouldn't it be nice that in the midst of any kind of stress that occurs, that you had the tools, the capacity to be able to shift and change anything? And the truth of it is that you do. You have them all. We are born, we live, and then we're supposed to leave the planet. Well, that's the natural course of things. But that in-between piece, you know, that living portion, is supposed to be at a parallel. It's supposed to be on a level plane. But most of us think, well, what do I expect from my age? I'm young and I'm growing. I have vibrancy. I have all kinds of energy. And then I get to that place in life where things begin to slow down a little bit. Then I get to that other place in life where things begin to go downhill to the point where, you know, I wax and wane, and suddenly, you know, we end up in a very bad place and leave. So what I want to express to you is simply this. What if you can control that middle piece? See, we can't control the first part. We're already here, right? We're here. And we can't control the last part, because we're going to go at some point. It's just a matter of what that time frame is. But once you like to optimize what it is that you have and the capacity that your genetic map is able to do, that's what we're going to do. And if you have a question on that and how to help yourself, obviously you can find me right here at 888-630-9625. I want to, before I get into the program a little bit and start coaching you, if you will, along that pathway today, I want to encourage you that if you have the yen for information, if you have the ability to take that action step, to commit to yourself, go to our website, go to RoselleCare.com. That's RoselleCare.com. You know, we have so much there in the line of education for you that you can make available to yourself. You know, you go down about, oh, a quarter of the way and you're going to see programming, maybe half of the way down, and programming on different types of conditions and so forth. There's something called, for example, the thyroid puzzle, and it's basically an hour program, 57 minutes, that talks about your thyroid. There's another one that's called body signals and pain, and it's about the way your body represents itself when things are going wrong. Wouldn't you like to know about that? Well, go in and hang out and check it out. There's another one called Ageless Health, the movie trailer. A few years ago, PBS, WIDA, did a 90-minute documentary on the work that the Roselle Center for Healing does. And I think you'll be very impressed. And there's about 4.5 minutes of what that looks like. And you can go to PBS and you can pick that up. Or if you want a copy of that, you can always get a hold of us. And I think we still have them available. There's one on headaches. There's one on herbal medicine. There's one on what to do about hypertension. There's one on what do you do about your environment, your workplace, ergonomics, and so forth. There's another one on hip and knee pain. There's another one on back and spinal pain. All of those are sitting there waiting for your viewing. And we try to change them up. We try to add to them. And then starting next week, my guest in studio will be Dr. Scott Lamp, and he will be the kickoff for our first in-house program at the Roselle Center for Healing in Fairfax. And we'll talk about that as next week rolls around. But all of that's there for you. So take advantage of it. Go to RoselleCare.com. That's RoselleCare, RoselleCare.com. And check that stuff out and go in and you can spend a lot of time on this website. There's a lot of information there. There's one that I kind of coach you and take you along for about an hour or so. You can break it up into segments. You don't have to do it all at one time, but take advantage and make 2020 the best year that you have ever had relative to your health. And also check us out on Facebook. If you go to the Roselle Center Facebook, or if you go to my individual Facebook site, we're always publishing things on vaccines and inoculations and health in general and so forth. And I think that you're going to be happily surprised with the amount of information that's there. There's a tab that says health education. Press that. See what's there. Check it out. RoselleCare.com. And, you know, if we can help you, obviously you give us a call or send us an email, and we're more than happy to do that for you as well. Let's get into the program a little bit. Let's talk about this 2020 coming up and the things that you can do to make a difference. You know, so many of you come the stroke of midnight at this Tuesday evening, and unfortunately, a lot of you, with the encouragement of some alcohol, are going to decide that you're going to get to the gym, that you're going to eat differently, you're going to lose weight, you're going to be kinder to people and so forth. Those resolutions, the act of resolving to do something, you know, determining that you're going to act on some sort of action or activity, it's a method, it's a procedure. But that's kind of the planning stage. The commitment stage is really what you need to put your mind to. A commitment is much more powerful. A commitment is a pledge. A commitment is a promise or obligation to yourself. And there are different factors to that commitment, that obligation, that promise that you have. And one of it is simply this, and this is something that I've wrapped around for years and years, is that never leave the sight of a commitment, of a decision, without taking action on that decision or commitment. You decide to do something, you're committed to make it happen. What's the next piece to follow through? It's doing something in that moment in time. It may be something, for example, that, you know, you're at, and I'm making these numbers up, by the way. Let's say that, you know, you're at about 28% body fat, you could be at 270 pounds, you could be 190 pounds, whatever it is, but that body fat's way out of control. So I have committed, I'm going to change that. Well, what should you do in that moment in time? Pick up the phone and call a nutritionist. We got a bunch of them at the Roselle Center for Healing. Pick up the phone and make an appointment and keep the appointment. Get in there and then do it. But by the way, let me tell you something about achievement as we're going through the process as well. Simply this. If you want to achieve something, it's never about a very specific thing that you're going to reach, like I want to drop 20 pounds, okay? So you drop the 20 pounds. There's a lot of ways of doing that, by the way. But once you get there, then what? What do you do after you've dropped the 20? See, your brain says, well, I've done it. Now I don't have to do the things I was doing before. Now what do you do? See, it's better to say that I want a body that weighs X and it's put together with, you know, for a guy, let's say that's 15% body fat or 14% body fat, or a woman, I want to be whatever weight that is, and I want to weigh no, you know, I want to have a body fat composition of no more than 22%. So once you do that and you start that that process towards that achievement, then it's a constant tweaking because your brain never gives up on that achievement. You're going to continue moving forward to that commitment, not that resolution. See, a resolution is kind of whimsical. It's maybe I'll get to it someday. And that's why the gyms are packed for the first week in the new year. And then after that, if you ever want to go to the gym and you're really serious about working out and getting a trainer, by the way, that's an action step, getting a trainer, then what you want to do is probably not start until about a week or 10 days later when the gym kind of bails out and everybody's gone. And the gyms will tell you about 30 days. But in the meantime, you can call up, you can make an appointment, you get it done, you can start the commitment of getting a health coach, you can get a all those things. Let's say that you're in pain. You know, you have neck and shoulder and arm pain. You have a headache. You have low back pain. You have chronic neuralgia. You're a diabetic. What do you do? How do you get, I want to get rid of it. Well, you sometimes go into having to take pills for the rest of your life because that's why we're in the opioid crisis that we're in. Wouldn't it be better if somebody or something could help you dramatically and effectively, permanently, that you reach out and make an appointment to make that happen? You know, like call RoselleCare.com and, you know, have a consultation with one of our doctors, a non-committed consultation. Just find out what your resources are and get it done. That's actually a step. It is actually a commitment and moving forward to yourself. At least you're putting together the tools that are necessary to get it happen. 2020 can be the best year you've ever had in your life health-wise if you're willing to make commitments, not resolutions. We're all busy. Nobody out there is any busier than I am. I go 24/7, you know, 365. I'm on the road. I'm flying. I'm overseas. I'm in this country. I'm lecturing all over the planet. And I have a very busy practice, and I have doctors that we have to coordinate with. And we're constantly doing, we have our Leadership to Legacy program that is for professionals coming up in March, I think it's the 26th, 27th, 28th, and that'll be in Florida. We're planning that. We have multiple in-house programs that we're doing. My lecture schedule for the year, I'm probably traveling 35% of it that I'm someplace. And I cut that back from last year and the year before simply because of the fact that there are other pieces. Am I slowing down? No. Am I shifting gears? A little bit. Am I going to do something different? Yes. But it's going to continue to expand. And that's what I want you to do. I want you to commit to yourself to continue the process, making yourself better, greater than you ever were before. Because, you know, at the end of the day, you deserve it. You have the capacity and everything that it needs to shift anything. If you're on medications, you're on opioids, you don't know how to get off of them. And if you're on psychogenics, you don't know how to get off of it. We're going to lead you through that, and we're going to talk about that. And give us a call, by the way, 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Love to talk to you, love to coach you, love to help you. Let's plan 2020. That's what we're going to do today. Don't go away. You're listening to Dr. Tom Roselle Live. Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Roselle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Roselle Live. I am in studio. 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. What a beautiful day outside. It's gorgeous. Who would have thought, right? Who would have thought December 28th would be like this? You know, particularly where I come from, south of Buffalo, Jamestown, New York, and snow country, 250 inches of snow a year, or, you know, plus or minus. Yeah, this is like unbelievable. It's like being in Florida right now. It's like craziness. We're talking about changing your life coming up in 2020. We're only 3 days away from it. Who would have figured it'd come this fast? It came, it left, and we're into the next year. Another 365 days to change your world, to change your life. Well, you can do that if you make a decision. I'm doing a program for a group of doctors coming up, and that program is going to be about genetic expression. It's really about nutraceutical and food and other factors affecting the body's ability to either express a gene trait or dumb the gene trait down. You know, you've heard me say many times, just because, you know, your mom and your grandmother and your great-grandmother and your aunt all had X, whatever, you can fill in the blank, and your dad or your grandfather or your uncle all had whatever it is, doesn't mean that you're locked in to having that unless you do exactly what they did. If you have the same lifestyle, if you eat the same way, if you have the same stressors, you will have exactly what they got. So that correlates to that if you shift something, if you make something different in your life, then maybe there's a shot that you will completely turn it around. I want to tell you a quick story. I think I've told it on the air before. There was a chiropractor. His name was Dr. Joe Sinatra. And this is one of these, you know, guys that were super brains. Anyway, he graduated from Rutgers University with an undergraduate degree in microbiology. He graduated early. And then he went to chiropractic college another 10 semesters after undergraduate school. And he graduated, you know, at the top of his class and did very well. Anyway, he was training for a triathlon and, you know, the running, the swimming, the biking. And so he got into one of these races and he's in the bike portion of the race. And what happened was that a Chevy Bronco hit him broadside. Knocked him 20 feet in the air. Guy's coming down on his back. Broke 6 vertebrae. And they told him he would be paralyzed for the rest of his life because 2 of the vertebrae had shattered and pushed into the cord. They said the only way that you might be able to survive this is if we put 2 rods in your spine. They're called Harrington rods. And decompress the spine. Well, Dr. Sinatra knew that this was potentially a life-changing situation where he'd be in pain for the rest of his life, and he refused it. So they put him in a Riker frame, which he can't move in, and then ultimately in a wheelchair. But he's always had the ability to focus on things that he wanted to change, and he knew he couldn't fix that manually, but he knew that God could and his body could. So what he did is he gave up the chase to divinity, and he told his body, this is what we have to do. And he started putting picture after picture in front of him of what a perfectly healthy, normal vertebrae looks like. And he commanded and directed his body to do that in a state of prayer and meditation. And 9.5 weeks later, he walked out of the hospital, fully healed, no sign of the fractures. Now, his story is online, and it's verifiable, so it's not just Tom Rozell telling you that, but you can check it out. Go online and check his story. So why did I tell you about that? Because as we move forward in today's program, I want you to understand the power of your thought process, the ability for your brain to be able to shift and change and direct outcome in your life, to be able to heal, to be able to produce things. Electromagnetically, we set up an energy field within our body that causes things to happen. Why do so many people have much stronger immunological responses than other people? It's often the way they focus and they think about things. You know, I think it was Henry Ford said, if you think you can, you can. If you think you can't, you're right. That's the way the body operates. That's the way we all function across the board. So we're going to get into, you know, healthy lifestyle today. We're going to talk a little bit about, you know, what it really means to be happy. We're going to talk about resolution and commitment a little bit more as we go through the program, because I want you to take this coming year and make it the most extraordinary year you've ever had and prove to yourself that things can be different. So many of us hold on to our problems. We have this loser limp, or we're Aunt Harriet, Uncle Fred's, which means that we use our problems as our identity. Well, let's get rid of that. Let's make a decision. Let's change that whole focus. Let's put you on a track that physically and emotionally, you can be better than ever. You can change things just by making a decision, a commitment versus resolving. We're going to commit. Commit means we're going to take action steps and make it happen. We're coming up to a break, and when we come back, we're going to get into this, but I want you to call me at 888-630-9625. Don't go away. Dr. Tom Rozell here.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live continues now on 105.9 FM WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. Happy New Year almost. It's coming up in 3 days, my friends. Today's the 28th. We're going to close out this year as another chapter in our lives. And you know what? If you didn't like this chapter, there's a great one coming up. So we have to make sure that we have the capacity to change what's coming up. We're here, by the way, at 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. If you're on medications and your body's just not working anymore, you're diabetic and you're having to take insulin, you know, you're over hefty, a little bit too much around that midsection, and you're huffing and puffing, what would it be like in your world if that wasn't true anymore? Are you willing to commit, not resolve, commit to change that, to get your health back, to get your life back, to get your thought process back in a positive, straightforward process? What would it be like to allow love and happiness into your world? What would it be like to forgive and allow others to have the capacity to forgive maybe some of your indiscretions that you made? You know, there's an old axiom. The thing that we react to the most are the things that we don't like in ourselves. You know, we see something happen to somebody else and they express themselves in a certain way and they explode in a certain way, or they're less than gentle in certain things. Maybe that's a piece in us that we've buried deeply down inside and we're afraid of ever, you know, letting that monster out of the cage. And so we react to it and say, no, no, never, instead of realizing, you know, the things that we put away and hide and don't look at it anymore, the things that are sitting there biting us and they make us bleed and they make us, you know, do things that are not as supportive as they should be. So let's commit. And I want to take you through and I want to talk to you a little bit about those things. Let's commit to make a difference. Let's commit to get rid of the pain. Let's commit, you know, to changing our lives. And as I said, if you go to RozelleCare.com, that's R-O-S-E-L-L-E-C-A-R-E, RozelleCare.com, there's so much there for you in the realm of education. We have all kinds of in-house videos. They're on from thyroid puzzles to headaches to back pain to nutritional programs and so forth. Take advantage of that. That's why we have them there. Those are for you. Those are for you. Go do it. And then we have new programs coming up in our doctors. You know how great these guys are. They do tremendous presentations. Mark it on your calendar. Say, nothing's going to, you know, get in my way. I'm going to go do that program. And if you have any straight up questions that you want, you know, call the office, say you'd like one of our docs to call you back. They'll do that, you know, or send us an email and we'll respond to your email. All you have to do is go to RozelleCare.com and send the email. There's ways of doing that. Check it out. You could spend a long time in that site and come up with a tremendous amount of data and information. So for, like I said, check us out on Facebook as well. Check out my Facebook. All you gotta do is look up my name. I'm there and you're going to find a lot of data. I promise you. But let's get deeper into the program. Let's talk a little bit more of that, you know, resolution versus commitment. As we said, a commitment is a pledge. It's a promise. It's an action step. It's something that you took action on at that moment. And something as simple as, I said, calling up, making an appointment with somebody, keeping that appointment, and then putting your schedule. Everybody has the time. Sometimes we got to massage it a little bit. We got to move things around a little bit. You know, and, you know, one of my old mentors said, I have to have an hour of power in my life every day. Well, trust me, I don't have an hour every day. So sometimes my hour of power is 5 minutes. And I'm in the shower and I'm doing a little tai chi, I'm doing a little prayer, I'm doing those kind of things. I'm planning my day. At nighttime, maybe it's 2-3 minutes before I go to bed. Maybe it's at lunchtime and I go into my office and I close the door and I spend another 2-3 minutes. That's my hour of power sometimes. Sometimes I get lucky and I have a lot more time, but I put that activity into my program ongoing. Are you willing to do that to make things different? Are you willing to do that to express and optimize and maximize everything that's occurring in your life? I would encourage you to say yes and get it done, because that should be your commitment this Tuesday night when the clock strikes midnight. That should be your commitment to yourself. And remember what I said just and touched upon earlier in the program, and I talked about how your genetic map is a result of all those things that you do or you don't do. How you think or the things that you think negatively. You're going to express them either in a positive way. We know today, you know, there's a whole area of epigenetic manifestation that simply says this. Your gene traits, those genetic pass-throughs from mom and dad, can be completely 100% expressed and you end up with the same old garbage that they end up with, or they can be completely 100% put away, resolved, so they're not even there. So they're gone. That's right. Check it out. There's a great book, by the way, if you want to read a lot about that, and it's called A Crack in Creation. It's excellent. It tells you about all the science that's out there. It's readable. I've read it probably about 3 times at this point, but every time I read it, you know, you talk about this mnemonic called CRISPR and how they can actually go in and genetically manipulate the alphabet soup within the gene trait. See, when you have a pain pattern, the pain pattern persists and it doesn't go away. And all you're doing is you're dumbing it down by taking drugs and medications and opioids and things of that nature when you're shortening your lifespan, by the way. All of those things cause those genetic expressive patterns become much more significant and makes them show up faster. But we have people that should have been dead a long time ago, and they're viable, and they're living, and they're doing well. And it's not just the glad hand, the person who's happy all the time, but it's the one that is contented inside and moving towards a directive focus. I'm the guy that looks at where I want to go, and I keep moving forward. Get out of my way, because otherwise I'm going to step over. Yeah, I'm going to fall down. I'm going to step on the rocks. I'm going to stub my toe. I'm going to do things like that. But I try to accumulate as many tools as I can along the way, so when that stuff happens, I can pull myself back up and just keep on going, because that commitment straightforward is really what I wanted to get done in the first place, right? So we're talking about commitment, and we're talking about what steps we need to take, and we're talking about structural, meaning how do we affect the body with a little bit of exercise? And you don't have to be an athlete. You don't have to be a triathlon. You don't have to be a triathlete. You don't have to be an Olympian. But you have to do something other than sit and flick in the remote all day long. You have to do something besides getting in the car, driving to work, get out of the car, get in the elevator, and go up to your floor. You have to do something more than that. You know, you have to stand up and walk around. You have to go for a walk on a regular basis. You have to learn how to breathe properly. You have to learn how to stretch, you know, sitting in your chair and making those things happen. Your dietary patterns have to be supportive. We have the worst diets on the planet. We have the worst foods. There are countries around the world that will not accept agricultural products from this country, and not because of trade agreements, because our dietary patterns are horrible. Our grains are terrible. Our animals are full of stuff and inoculated, and they don't want them. So what do? They give them to us, right? They give them to us. It's an unfortunate situation. I'm going to bring this through. We're going to talk about how to be happy in a couple of minutes, but I want you to think about what we're saying, because we're going to put that together at the end of the program. Let's go to the phones. Joyce, how can I help you? Thank you for calling.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Roselle. I'm relatively healthy. I'm 75, and I've just got this awful flu bug. I've had it for about 3 weeks, and I'm kind of getting over it, but I have no energy. I can't quite seem to get over it.
Well, you know what? For 75, you have a great voice and amazing energy, so you should be able to get over this thing.
I know I should be. That's my problem. I keep thinking, I am young for my age, but I can't seem to kick this. And I take vitamin D, 10,000. I take C, 3,000. I even got some Core C.
Okay, so here's the deal. You know, if it wasn't for all that, you'd be in worse shape than you are right now.
Mm-hmm.
So let's take from where you are right now. Flu is a virus, and there's a lot of things that we do with our patients. We're going to work on them structurally. We're going to adjust them. We're going to do acupuncture. We may detox their system and do things like that, and that works extremely effective. Matter of fact, my oldest granddaughter had a little bit of the bug the last couple of days, and Grandpa went up and took care of her, and she's doing much better today.
That's great.
So here's what you can get. There's a lot of things you can get in the store. You go to any of the major health food stores, from Mom's to Whole Foods to some of the other shops. There's a homeopathic called Acicillium.
Now, I've been taking that.
Okay, so that works really well. And as an adult, you take it 3 to 4 times a day. You can use little dosages of zinc. Zinc increases your immunological response and also helps that type of thing. So about 30 milligrams. You won't get in trouble taking about 3 of those a day. Echinacea. Echinacea is an herbal product that increases immunological response.
No, I seem to be allergic to that.
Okay, so you don't have to take that. And then there's bilberry. And bilberry also supports immunological function.
Okay.
Make sure, I'm sure you're hydrating very well. Put lime or lemon in the water. And that turns into an alkaline ash. Keep your sugars gone out of the diet until you get out of this thing. Okay, because that decreases the white blood cell activity by 8% for 12 hours.
Okay.
So if you do those things, that should help, and it should make a difference. There's a lot of other things, but I don't know enough about you physiologically to, you know, to tell you, but those can make a huge difference. But you have to take them 3-4 times a day and see how that goes. In the middle of a crisis, you would take things more often, but those things help. You know, we're not going after the flu per se. We're going after body's immunological system to support it so your body can deal with whatever's there.
Right.
Okay?
Right. I was going to ask you, how much D should I take? Should I double it?
It depends on what your levels are on your blood testing.
They're about perfect.
Okay, so if the amount of D that you're taking right now is keeping them at a perfect level, then stay with that.
Okay.
Okay. If you're just starting to take 10,000 units. And you have to monitor. Generally, what we do is we get a patient whose vitamin D level is very low. We start them on vitamin D, depends on what we know about them. And then 4 months later, we redo the blood test. But you want to keep it in that equilibrium where it stays normal. So, Joyce, good luck. Let me know. Okay.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Happy New Year. 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. You know, this bug that's out there right now, just remember the reason that you get the flu now is because your immunological system is suffering. The same bug has been there for a long time. So why do you get it now? Because vitamin D levels are low, because there's no sunshine, you don't get out anyway. You've been eating too much junk over the holidays. You've been eating more sugar than, you know, they manufacture on a weekly basis. And you're not getting any exercise, and your attitude's bad, and so your immune system, all the things we're talking about, your immune system is starting to break down. So, you know, shift that and you'll stay healthier, better, and longer. Let's talk about that emotional state. You know, it's an important piece. You know, if I had to talk about one area of my life and I had limited to, you know, the one thing that I had always had in front of me is not only the ability to try to be happy and to stay happy all the time, but to stay positive, to have a positive look and outcome. And I don't mean I'm positive my life is screwed up. No, I'm positive that my life is getting better and my experience in life is having. So, you know, it's having a sense of health and well-being that opens the door to all kinds of things. It's purposeful living, if you will. It's the pleasure of being present with all kinds of people, even sometimes if they're a pain in the backside, you know. Find out the little pieces that are good about them. Look for the good in people. I have a habit of doing that, and people bite me saying that, yeah, you know, people have all, you know. Well, I said, okay, so it's time to walk away from them for a period of time, take a breath of air, and come back. You know, it's easy to regard happiness as something that happens to you. It has to start inside of you. And it's a state of mind that you have to actively seek, not something that, you know, suddenly falls on your head and, oh my gosh, I'm happy. It's an activity. If you look at brain function mapping and you see how the body begins to act in a state of positive expectation, if you look to see how the body acts in a state of anticipation, then you begin to see why it's so important when it comes to managing all kinds of stress effectively. You know, getting better sleep, getting a little exercise, eating well, eating regularly. Everybody's on the craze right now of intermittent fasting, which, by the way, is not a bad thing if you do it slowly and get it into a place that is one piece at a time. Intermittent fasting helps. And that's a program that we're going to talk about moving forward. We're going to get back to what I'm talking about in a second. Alan, how can I help you? Thank you for calling.
Thank you for taking my call. So I'm calling about intermittent pain. I've had, I would say, back issues. I think it probably started with lifting weights or doing exercises. I felt my back being tweaked. And then I've had problems with sciatic nerves and I recently, about back in March, I was taking physical therapy, and I was kind of contorted by the physical therapist, and I ended up in the emergency room. You know, so significant pain in my my leg, my back. I've been diagnosed with problems with C4 and C5 and L4 and L5.
Okay.
And the pain has been there for so long that, you know, you said something earlier on the show about chronic pain. And
yep.
I don't know, maybe I'm programmed to have pain at this point in time. Can you help me with that?
Sure, I can. How old are you?
I am 62.
Okay, how often do you work out?
Well, I was a lifelong exerciser, and then since I've been dealing with this, it has been a problem. It's been a while.
Are you overweight or underweight?
Oh, no, I'm right. I'm not overweight.
Okay, great. All right, so I'm going to give you some quick things. I got about a minute and a half before a break. So, in structural, any kind of structural problem, the sciatic nerve is five nerves. It's not just one nerve. It's a big bundle of nerves that goes down the back of your leg, but it comes from the spine, and it comes from five different levels. And so it depends on the distribution of the pain, which level it's coming from. So sometimes it's a matter of the gliding points of the vertebrae being locked and they're irritating the nerve root, and good specific manual manipulation would work very well. Chiropractor, osteopath, that kind of stuff. But physical therapists don't have a whole lot of training in manual work. They do a lot of good things, but that's, in my opinion, that's not one of them that they do really well. Again, it's because of the exposure and so forth. Not individual basis. Are there other guys that do some good things? Yes. But acupuncture and manual work do really good stuff. Dietary patterns. Get rid of all the sugars in your diet. You have to balance muscles. Every muscle in the body has an organ system that it correlates to, and so you have to look at the organ. So if it's the thigh muscle, for example, releases the small intestine. The hamstring relates to the colon, and it reflexes the spine and back into that nerve bundle. So those kind of things have to be done. So what I would start with, if you've never done it, I would get checked out very carefully, very closely by a really good, excellent chiropractor, our office, acupuncturist as well, combination therapy. There's no reason at your age, Alan, that you should have to live with that if you take proactive steps. We're going to be right back after these messages.
Washington's Mall, 105.9 FM, WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live, as you do have been doing, if I should say that, Saturdays at 4. Guess what? Next week, we're back on Sundays, high noon, 12 o'clock. Don't forget, tell your friends. We're not here on Saturday anymore. We're going to be, for the next 35 weeks, we will be on Sundays at 12 o'clock. Why? Because Redskins didn't make it into the playoffs, and NFL season is, as far as regular season's over, so we're shifted back to our normal time spot. So that'll be Sundays at noon. Write it down, make sure it happens. And you go to RozelleCare.com, you'll see it there. If you go to WMAL websites, you'll see it there. So we will be on Sundays. Remember, Sundays, 12 o'clock. We're here every Sunday to try to give you the most specific and informative information, kind of provoke you a little bit, makes you do your homework. You know, one of the things that I've said for years is simply this. Don't believe anybody, including me. What my job is to make you do your homework, make you do your research. But the one thing that I am telling you is that you have control over everything. I want you to commit to yourself on Tuesday night. Actually, you got to do it now. You have to start putting ideas down and so forth. I want you to get happy. You know, there's been so many studies on brain-body function, and, you know, happiness is no magic bullet, but the evidence is, like, over the top that it changes the odds of disease processing and even dying too young. You know, there are tremendous amount of studies that find the opposite effects, but they're very small in comparison to the overall studies. So if that's true and you want to live well and live long, then wouldn't it be appropriate to make some different decisions, that you begin to, you know, not learn how to not react, maybe, you know, learn how to accept, learn how to forgive, learn how to, you know, change things in that realm. You know, about, I think it was about 4 or 5 days ago, I wrote something on my Facebook page that I tried to express what that all really means in an applicable form. And, you know, if you go in there and you scroll down, and it's kind of interesting. I said, I think it was Christmas that I wrote this. I was sitting thinking about everybody, and I said, on this blessed holiday season, forgive, love, and let go of past transgressions, no matter how small or how big. We all have amazing strengths and qualities. Look for them in every face and smile. And I said, Merry Christmas, my friends. Think about that for a second. If we didn't hold on to anger and hatred, and, you know, we didn't react, how different our world might be. You know, we need to develop habits that we begin to promote happiness and a joyful state of mind on an ongoing basis. Remember, it's not a magic bullet. It's something that we work towards on a daily basis, an ongoing basis. It's possible to live well. It's possible to live longer. You know, the greatest sense of well-being is one where people have an absolute focus on positive outcomes. When we get into the negative trap, when we get into, you know, looking at the things that are awful, we begin to cause our body to interpolate, meaning come together and break down. I'm dedicated, I'm committed this year to looking for those things that are expanding and are making, that make me happy, and the things that I can do to help my fellow man and my patients that are in my office on a day-to-day basis. You know, being happy is truly a state of mind, and it combats stress, and it starts from within you. It doesn't start outside of you. Find things from a hedonistic point of view that you can allow body pleasures to expand themselves, and a eudaimonic well-being, you know, in activities that have purpose and charitable works and things of that nature. How can you contribute? We're coming up to 2020. Please make it the best year you possibly can. If we can help you at the Results Center for Healing, just pick up the phone and give us a call. You know, we're glad to talk to you. We're coming up to that place that I have to say goodbye to next week. Remember, Happy New Year, and I love you all.